9, time for your news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
This Friday, not one, but...
Get covered. Get cold. Get cold. Get cold. Get paid. This General Insurance brings you the 226841 jackpot call.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Over 3 billion CDS disbursements to all constituencies since January this year. Opposition leadership movement proposes nuclear power to tackle energy crisis. In global news, South Africa's top court rules fathers entitled to equal parental leave. A very good evening to you with the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mwezi Namwinga. The details. The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development has disclosed that over 3 billion kwacha has been dispersed to all 156 constituencies from January to date for the financial year 2025. Addressing the media in Lusaka today, Ministry Permanent Secretary for Administration, Gabriel Pollen, has also disclosed that recently an additional 602 million kwacha was dispersed to all 156 constituencies, with each receiving an average of 4 million kwacha. Mr. Pollen said this funding is part of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, aimed at supporting local development projects. He has indicated that the disbursement has been made to all the constituencies through their respective local authorities.
This latest funding implies that the total amount disbursed to all the constituencies from January 2025 to date is over 3 billion kwacha. So over 3 billion kwacha has been released to the local authorities across the country since January in order to finance all the different projects that will meet the different needs that have been highlighted, including infrastructure development, including improvement in service delivery, including equality in provision of development across the country.
The leadership movement has reiterated the urgent need to harness Zambia's natural resources, such as copper, gold, and uranium, to accelerate national development. Party President Dr. Richard Silumbe proposed the establishment of nuclear power plants as a sustainable solution to the country's persistent power outages, citing the availability of uranium within Zambia. Dr. Silumbe has also raised concerns about the current approach to solar energy, arguing that land being used for solar plants should instead be reserved for agriculture and production, suggesting that solar panels should be installed on rooftops to save land for more productive uses. Speaking when he featured on Friday's edition of Let the People Talk program on Phoenix FM, Dr. Silumbe outlined his party's vision for a government-led mining system and stressed the importance of prioritizing the interests and development of citizens over those of foreign stakeholders. Meanwhile, Dr. Silumbe has called on aspiring political leaders to move away from divisive rhetoric and focus on presenting practical solutions to Zambia's challenges, reaffirming the leadership movement's commitment to issue-based politics and sustainable national development.
Are you going to continue suffering, especially for copper? Are you going to allow your country to continue going down because imoma lispanga fiatawe isine ntungulu shwetuinga votera kwena teko na ule votiro mle votera fiabantu wa movene haba kweba tapaba nofu bachita develop. Why can't you try owning your things? Leadership movement is saying if wero twice mumaka turefuayo yomukuba waba wesu fwebe na Zambia turefuayo twice mumaka impangei bamwisa tabafire bale ikata ko iyo bamwisa bafire bale konka fufwebe na Zambia fweba kwa tama title valando kwa tisen tuma na kapi wakulali yamo.
Efforts by academia to combat the ongoing and repeated pollution of the Kafue River by mining activities have led to the establishment of the Kafue River Basin Center of Excellence at the Copperbelt University, CBU, which has now begun operations with the aim of becoming a national research facility. The center, established earlier this year by CBU Vice Chancellor Professor Imasiku Nyambe, has already received computers from the Czech government through the Future Resources Development Association to support research, testing, and other services. According to Professor Nyambe, the Kafue River Basin Center of Excellence has already incorporated 4 students to spearhead efforts against what he describes as unprecedented and worrying levels of pollution and environmental challenges affecting a resource that supports about 40% of Zambia's population. Professor Nyambe, who was earlier this year recognized with 3 awards at the Zambia Business Awards, including Vice Chancellor of the Year and a Lifetime Achievement Award in Academic Excellence, also had the Professor Imasiku Nyambe Water and Environment Laboratory at the University of Zambia School of Mines named after him last week by the Japanese government.
The first thing that we'll start with is to map out where are these waters. We are calling them mine waters because some of them are coming from underground. Okay, that's why we are calling them. So we put what we are calling an atlas. You know an atlas if you went to high school. The atlas will show you where these mine waters are coming out from. And then the beautiful part is that we are going to have a model, a pilot, system. Where we'll now try to see if that water can be cleaned or if it's okay, it can be rolled out to give that water to the community.
And CBU Head of Geology, Dr. Gabriel Ziwa, has underscored the importance of mapping, research treatment and assessment of mine water and pollution on the Kafue River to prevent future incidents and preserve the water body.
So if you look at the cyano metals for an Ikara, for instance, many people are failing to understand was pollution there or was it after that accident. So a project such as this will help us map out the sources of this pollution, if at all the pollution is there. And so the project will start with collecting samples. These will be water samples, stream sediment samples from wherever they are coming. Mostly it will be under waters from the mines, underground mines, or open pit mines. Whenever these excavations are made, aquifers are exposed, so water is going to gush out. And this water that gushes out is relocated or directed into nearby streams.
The Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprise Development has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Kaizen Institute of Zambia aimed at enhancing productivity, competitiveness and sustainability among micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs and cooperatives in Zambia. Speaking at the signing ceremony in Lusaka this morning, Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprise Development Permanent Secretary Subeta Mutelo said through the MOU, the Ministry and Kaizen Institute of Zambia are laying the foundation for structured collaboration to scale up the adoption of Kaizen practices. Ms. Mutelo is confident that the partnership will strengthen capacity building initiatives, provide technical support, and contribute to building a resilient MSME and cooperative ecosystem that is responsive to local and global market demand.
This MOU is not just a formal agreement. It is a commitment to working hand in hand with the private sector, development partners and stakeholders to realize the aspirations of Zambia's MSME and Cooperative Development Agenda as